Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We are talking about childhood education, early childhood education. Today is National Kindergarten Day. How important is this a phase? Dr. Anthea Cerecito is the CEO of the Governing Body Foundation States. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. No, very well. Thank you.
So we know, obviously, that these early stages of development are important. How important is kindergarten per se? What when we refer to kindergarten, what does that actually mean?
It means a lot of things. And this is why I asked the producer, you know, what exactly you were aiming at. So let's just say it's younger children, and it's right. The pre-formal schooling. So it's before they are in very formal school uniforms, expected to sit in rows in classroom, in desks, etc. So it can be all the early years. So, you know, we can talk about age 3 to 6 or so, you know, and you think of kindergarten, a garden for children. So it's a stage at which you do want to begin some formal learning activities, but without killing the magic of childhood. And that's what we're quite concerned about. The 0 to 4-year-olds have now been moved into the education sector from social development, and that's a good move. But we must be careful we don't try and formalize the schooling. So we want to play. Play is everything, and it can teach so much. Unstructured play, it can teach children how to choose, to cooperate, to solve problems, to inquire, you know, make discoveries.
Mm-hmm.
And so keep the fantasy going, because actually their fantasy play is actually very, very much real-world application of what they've learned. So let them be silly. So, that's what we'd say. Keep playing and follow the interests of the children. So where does their interest take them? And that's what you pick up on and develop it. And so they learn geography and science and all those other things through their peaked interest.
What's so interesting to me is it's also World Creativity Day. And I'm wondering if it shouldn't be the other way around, if we shouldn't be pushing for more creativity and play as the kids get older. Not the other way around, not pushing formal learning in the younger ages.
Yes, not pushing. They do need the basics of pre-reading.
Yes, of course.
So lots of story reading to them, but also letting them tell stories back to you, because they must develop vocabulary and communication skills. Because you can't read very well if your vocabulary hasn't developed somewhat. They go together, the same as context. So the more stories they've heard, the more context they have in which to make their reading meaningful. So that's obviously important, and the more books that you can read or even repeat read, the better. And then, of course, pre-numeracy things, working with numbers, but in real things, so blocks, counting the blocks, counting the steps, counting how many carrots go into the cooking, doing cooking with children, even measuring like more and less and shorter and taller, learning those kind of comparisons. Those are all necessary to get the foundations before you start formal learning of mathematics. Creative arts are terribly important because they just love them. And I think that comes from naturally. Colors, they must have their nap, and then they must do lots of physical activity to develop the gross motor skills. Some children don't get enough physical exercise outdoors. That's quite serious these days. So the gross motor skills and muscle development, play in trees, swim in rivers. You know that you don't really do anymore because children are protected. So, you know, you have jungle gyms and that sort of thing instead, but they need it. And just general physical exercise. And then the finer things, which will come through creative arts, like pretty much detail, using how to use a crayon, how to use a pen correctly. emotions as well. I think that's terribly important. That's it's the beginning of learning how to relate to others, following rules. Yeah, and communicating appropriately.
It's so interesting because everything you're saying is incorporated in play. Because we learn to share, we learn to negotiate things, we learn to respect others in play, the social development, swimming in rivers, as you say, climbing things, just playing, doing, you know, helping with your gross motor. It's just quite remarkable how important it is just to play. Yet on the other hand, parents can be very anxious about whether the kid is going to cope when they get to school. Are they going to manage? Are they going to keep up? So there is a natural tendency or it's tempting to start teaching them some of those reading skills and things like that. That there might be plenty of time to learn. But we just want to make sure that our kids know these things. What do you say to that? How do we deal with that?
Yes, you're quite right what you say. And again, it's follow the interest of the child. So if a child starts looking at the box of, you know, cornflakes on the breakfast table and starts wanting to sound out letters and ask questions like that, then you start with the sounds, but you need to work with sounds, not calling them C. You need to call it, you know, a letter K, so that they understand that there are different sounds. Well, C is not a good letter to start with. There's also an order in which you teach letters best, but that's another matter. You know, and that's why teachers have been through training in order to do it. But you follow the interests of the child, and if they see they want to start understanding words, by all means. And yes, I would be sensitive. Just don't overdo it. They say you should start learning to read when your front teeth start falling out. That has always been a measure by some of the old-fashioned educationists.
Does it still hold true today, do you think? I mean, is that the advice that you would still continue to give?
Well, you know, children who go to who at a slightly older age are not disadvantaged, provided they have had good kindergarten, let's call it very broadly kindergarten, that they've had the development of skills along the way, that they haven't just been sat in the corner and had no stimulation. If they've had stimulation of whatever sort, it's the unstructured play, opportunity to play on jungle gyms and to create houses out of cardboard boxes and blankets, et cetera, et cetera. Those kinds of things, if they've been involved in that, they do need a few manipulatives like blocks that they can. In fact, it's a discovery thing, what happens when you do this and that, balancing of the blocks, et cetera. That kind of stimulation is needed. But I was a bit distressed when the handover to the education department took place and somebody writing on social media said, no more singing and dancing, now we're going to start learning. But I didn't like that, because actually singing and dancing is learning. And they also learn a lot of things that are useful. Pre-formal learning skills are learned through singing and dancing and chanting. So it's part of play, it's part of fantasy, it must be fun, you know. Not all learning is fun, and we shouldn't expect it all to be fun, but there must definitely be an element of it to keep people interested and in enjoying how they spend their day. One must remember, these are small people. Their concentration span is very limited, so you do need to vary activities very regularly to keep them engaged. And it's variety, it's play. So you're not disadvantaged if you happen to go to school at the older age, but you need to have done these pre-literacy, pre-numeracy activities, but not necessarily
in order to fully prepare. We do unfortunately need to leave it there.